Now Rav Nosson Zal says, Ube'emes lo yodati me'kora ma'iko kashilu la'meforshim. And the truth is, I don't know what their question was to begin with. These commentaries, Mashe hizkira ha'toira yi'udim gashmiim, about the fact that the Torah refers to materialistic reward, you know, that Hashem giving us the reward in the form of food and drink. Halei mefoirish beparsha hazois yiyudim ruchniim shehim ikra tachlis boilam hazeh boilam abola netzach. Rav Nosson says, if you look in carefully over there in the parsha, you will see that the parsha also lists spiritual rewards, which are our main goal, both in this physical materialistic world and in the future world. Eternally, as the pasuk goes on to describe in Parshas Bechukosai, min vinosati mishkoni besoichem, starting from the pasuk where Hashem says, I will make my residence among you, I will place my shechina among you, dehainu habeis hamikdash. That refers to the holy temple, sheshom ikar hasogas hadasanal. That's the main place where Jews achieve the highest level of das. As we mentioned in the beginning of this halacha, the fact that you had the lishkas hagozes there, you had the highest, the most learned rabbis sat in the Sanhedrin, in the Beis Hamikdash, number one. And the fact that the Gemara says, kol mi sheyesh bo deya kilu nivne Beis Hamikdash biyomav. Any person who has true das, it's as if the Beis Hamikdash were built in his time, because the Beis Hamikdash is a center of das. And then the pasuk goes on to say, "V'salachti b'sochem." Hashem says, "I will go among you, ad soif haparsha." And if you look over there, until the end of the parsha over there, it's all talking about in spiritual terms about spiritual reward. Rak sheye. So the question isn't, knows what Rav Nosson Zal's bothered here by is, if you look in those commentaries, their question is, hey, why is the reward being presented in materialistic terms, in gashmius terms? That's how Hashem rewards for observing the Torah? Rav Nosson Zal says now, that's not the real question. The real question isn't why is the reward presented only in materialistic terms, because it isn't. Look carefully over there, Rav Nosson Zal says. You'll see there's a whole bunch of stuff there that's not materialistic, that's not gashmius. Hashem says, I'm going to put my shechina among you. That's not gashmius. V'nosati mishkoni beis hamikdosh. That's not gashmius. Rav Nosson Zal says, rak yesh lahakshois. What the real question should be is, ma smichus yesh lebirkas ha'achila v'aparnoso lehavtochas v'salati b'soichem. Why are these two seemingly opposite things put next to each other? Why does Hashem put the blessing of eating, of food and parnasa, right next to where it says that Hashem says, I will go among you? That's the question. Those two seem to be opposite things. This is gashmius and this is ruchnius. Why are they sitting right next to each other? Achalpi ha'agdomo ha'noiro hanal shegile adonenu v'rabenu zal batoir hanal. However, based on the introduction that Rabbeinu Zal has given us in that chapter in Likud Imran, the awesome revelation that Rabbeinu Zal brings there, shal yidei he'oras hadas hanal shubachina shmira satoir v'amitzvois, that by a Jew being zoiche to das, which a person achieves by studying and fulfilling the Torah and all of its mitzvois, zoichin leheora sarotzoin b'shas v'achila daika, then when that person eats, they're zoiche to this incredible, incredible high-level light called heora sarotzoin, aydeze meyushov shapir. Through that, we resolve beautifully the question that we just asked, umekusher hamikra hetev, and the psukim are connected perfectly well. The connection between the eating and drinking and the spirituality. V'chein b'chol mokoim shemavtiach oisim al birchas v'achil v'aparnosa. And Rav Nosson Zal says, so too, in all the places where Hashem promises the Jews that we'll be blessed, we'll have what to eat, and we'll have parnosa, afilu b'mokoim shesosamsam v'loi pirish kamoikan, even in those places where the Torah does not add the spiritual reward like it does here in Bechukosai. In Bechukosai, Rav Nosson Zal says, if you look carefully, you'll see that both are mentioned. The Gashmias, the Achil and Parnoso, and the Ruchnias. But Rav Nosson says, even in those places where it only mentions the Gashmias, we can learn out, Yilmad Sosum Min Hamafoirush. The Gemara says sometimes when the Torah lists different things in different places, and in one of the places it gives you a major elaboration, you know to apply that same elaboration in those other places, even though it's not written. So Rav Nosson Zal says, so too, from here, from Parshas Bechukosai, we learn out that in all the places in the Torah where Hashem promises us that the reward is going to be that we're going to have what to eat and drink and we're going to have parnasa, just like over here, it's attached to spirituality, just like in Bechukosai. It writes clearly that the Shekhinah will be with you, you'll have the Beis Hamikdash and all of that. So too in those other places, even though it doesn't write it, it means the same thing. She'ikar ha'kavona bebirchas ha'parnosa v'achila b'schar ha'toyra, that the main intention of Hashem in rewarding us with parnosa and food as reward for Torah is machmas shebo achila shezoichen al yidei ha'toyra shuadas, because when it, in eating that a Jew is zoicha to the type of eating that a Jew is zoicha to as reward for observing the Torah is, in that eating, the person receives this incredible light of Heoras HaRotzayim, Shehu Iker HaTachles Bo'olam Hazeh Bo'olam Habo. And that's the main goal. That's our main objective in this world and in the future world. V'seh b'chinas v'achaltem lachmechem losoiva. And this is what means when the Pasuk says, you will eat your bread to satiation. You'll be completely satiated. V'chein v'parshis v'hoyem shamoyak siv. V'yochalto v'savoto. You will eat and you will have sviya. Hainu b'chinas he'oras harotzen anal. This refers to this incredible high-level light, Horas HaRotzim, Shehu Iker HaSviya. That's what really satisfies a person. That's what gives a person real fulfillment. Bechinas Umazbiya L'chol Chai Rotzim. That the Sviya comes from Rotzim. Shezeo Bechinas Tzadik Oichel L'soiva Nafshoi. This is what the Pasuk means when it says that the tzaddik eats to satiate his soul. The eating is not just a physical experience, it's an incredible high-level spiritual experience. Ki ikar hasviya ahu alidei he'oras harotzayim. Because the main feeling of being completely satisfied and satiated comes from that he'oras harotzayim. Kama shekosu b'zohar HaKadosh, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, ure'usa the sova shav yolov. Hashem places a feeling, a re'usa means rotzayin, a rotzayin of soiva. The Zohar HaKadosh puts both words together, that these two go together, that the main svia, the main satisfaction, fulfillment, satiation, comes from the he'oras harotzayin. It's interesting. As we're learning here now, I'm remembering there's a number of places in Likutei Moran where Rabbeinu Zal quotes the Zohar HaKadosh and the Sifrei Kabbalah saying that in the future, in Olam Haba, that's when we're going to see the highest levels of light and unity. That's when we're going to see the unity between Hashem and Elohim, Yud Kei Vav Kei and Elohim. Bayoimahu Yia Hashem Echod Ushmo Echod refers to Hashem and Elohim. That's one of the things it refers to. And Rabbeinu Zal, in fact, in the beginning of chapter 54 in Likutei Moran, he quotes the Zohar HaKadosh on the pasuk Hashem Elokai Godalta Ma'oid. Hashem Elohim, you are very, very great. Showing that this combination of Hashem Elohim refers to the highest, highest, you know, levels of Hashem, this Se'oras HaRotzayim. Rabbein Ezal brings in another place, he speaks about starvation, starving, hungry, lack of fulfillment, versus soiva. Soiva means completely satisfied, satiated, fulfilled. And Rabbein Ezal says that both of these are related to these two names of Hashem, Yud-Kei Vov-Kei and Elokim. Hashem's name Yud-Kei Vov-Kei, we know, can be filled out four different ways. You can fill it out with Aleph's, Yud-Vav-Dalet, Hey-Aleph, Vav-Aleph, Vav-Hey-Aleph. You can fill it out with Hey's, Yud-Vav-Dalet, Hey-Hey, Vav-Vav, Hey-Hey. You can fill it out with Yud's. The highest miloy of Yud-Kei Vov-Kei is when it's Yud-Vav-Dalet, Hey-Yud, Vav-Yud-Vav, Hey-Yud. That's the highest form, which equals 72. Hashem's name Elokim, when it's filled out, when you write each letter as a word, Aleph is spelled Aleph Lamed Pei, Lamed is spelled Lamed Mem Dalet, and so on and so forth. The milia of Elokim is 300. Shin. This is the word Soiva. The word Soiva is Yud Kei Vav Kei and Elokim, which we said, when those two get together, that's Olam Haba, that's the highest, highest level light. Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, in its highest level, in its milui, when you fill out Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, and when you fill out Elokim, you get this Soiva. Soiva means complete satisfaction, complete satiation, complete fulfillment. This is the He'oras HaRotzayim. We know that we've mentioned many times that there's something called achorayim. There's milui. Milui means full, full satiated. Achorayim means backwards. Or like in English, you have the term a setback. When things are not going good, when there's midas hadin, that's referred to, that's associated with achorayim. The Arizal says if you take these same two names of Hashem, Yud-Kei Vov-Kei and Elokim ba'achorayim, you know, this is where you write a letter, and then you go back. Aleph, then instead of going to the Lamed in Elokim, instead of going to the Lamed, you go back to the Aleph. Aleph Lamed. Instead of going to the Hey, you go back to Aleph. Aleph Lamed Hey. And instead of going, in other words, instead of going forward, before you go forward, each time you go back to the beginning again. So it's Yud, then Yud K, then Yud K Vav, then Yud K Vav K. And so to without, that's called achorayim, backwards, setback, din, midas hadin. These two names of Hashem, the achorayim of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, happens to be the same as the milui. We said the milui was 72, right? When I wrote it, Yud-Vav-Dalet, hey, Yud-Vav-Yud, it was 72. The achorayim is also 72, if you add it up. And the achorayim of Elokim is two. We said the milui of Elokim was 300, shin. The achorayim of Elokim is 200, which is the word ra'av. Ra'av means a famine, starvation, lack of fulfillment. So the Arizal shows how both of these two levels of the spectrum, having zero, famine, ra'av, versus soiva, are both connected to these two names of Hashem, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei and Elokim. When they're bemilui, when they're filled out, when things are great, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei Elokim results in soiva, He'oras HaRotzayim, this incredible bright light we're talking about here. When you have the opposite, when they're reversed, they result in chas v'shalom ro'ov, starvation. So again, this soiva is a term that refers to spiritual, you know, to being satisfied both physically and spiritually. This is why we say v'yachalto v'savoto v'tzadik oichel l'soiva nafshoi. All of these psukim he brought. Umas poiseach es yodecho umasbia l'chol chai rotzoin. Hashem, give us this svia. We should be totally satisfied. How? Rotzoin. That l'chol chai rotzoin. Paragraph Yud Beis. V'zeh she'siyim. And this is why over there in Parshas Bechukosai, it concludes, Hashem concludes over there by saying, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am your Hashem Elokim, Asher Hoitseisi, who took you out of Egypt and everything, Vo'oilech Eschem Koimemius, and I will lead you standing up tall, you know, in Teretz Yisrael, etc. Pirush Rashi, Rashi Kodesh says over there, what is Koimemius? Bekoima Zekufa. You won't be bent over, broken, you'll be standing up tall. Bechinas Mashemavoyer Shom Bahatoiranal. This is tied into another major statement that Rabbeinu Zal makes over there in Likut Imran that we referred to in the previous shir, when we said that that Rabbeinu Zal says there, Shelizkois Leha'ora Sarotzen Beiswachilo, in order for a Jew to be Zoiche, to receive this bright light when he's eating, we said one thing he needs is Das, right? But Das alone is not enough. There's another thing. Tzrichen lihiyos ish chayel. You have to be strong. Sheyiloi chelek b'hamemsholo v'hamalchus tikdusha. You have to be a member of the kingdom. You have to be a member of the cabinet, a member of cabinet, of the king's inner circle, of the malchus tikdusha, in order to receive that heora sarotzayim. V'alkein maskir lohem Hashem yisborach she'osach, and this is why Hashem reminds us over there, she'oso ha'chesed lohem, that Hashem did an incredible kindness for us, she'hoitzio mi'mitzrayim, he took us out of Egypt, mi'lihiyos lohem avodim, from being enslaved to the Egyptians. At one time we were slaves, we were servants. Dahainu she'hoitzio mi'agolus, he took us out of exile, she'loitishloit aleihem malchus orisho, so that the kingdom of evil should not have any authority over us, any power over us. And the pasuk continues over there to say, "Vo'eshboir moitois ulchem." Hashem says, "I will break the wooden pieces of your yoke, the yoke that they put up on you to make you like animals, you know, to put you into this servitude." Vo'oilech eschem koimemius, and I will lead you standing up tall and proud. Bekoima zekufa, haynu bechinas anshei chayil. You'll be strong, you'll be powerful. Hefecho avdus, the opposite of slavery and servitude. Adra, but just the opposite. Yelohem l'chol echad miYisrael chelek b'malchus tikdusha. Each and every single Jew will have a portion in the kingdom of holiness. Shaydei ze daiko yisku leheoras harotzayim. And through this, we'll be zeichet to this heoras harotzayim. Rav Nosson Zal adds this again. He says it in the beginning of the chapter, and now he puts it here purposely again. Ayin kol ze b'hatoyra hanal. Now take out a Likut Imran, study that Torah, Torah Zayin and Likut Imran Tanina, v'tovin dvoreinu heitev. You'll understand what we're saying here very, very well. Because over there in Likut Imran is where Rabbeinu Zal introduces all of these terms. He'or sarotzayin and the das, and the not being a shlamazel, the being an ishchayil, and the malchus, all the different things. Rabbeinu Zal builds an incredible building in that chapter in the Kutumran. Paragraph after paragraph, you know, preparing all the groundwork and everything that's needed to be able to achieve this ultimate goal, which is this He'oras HaRotzayim.